Welcome back to the Ball State Chat here on WVCP-FM. Joining us now is Gene Puleo, Manager of TRIO Student Support Services here at Ball State. Welcome, Gene. I understand that TRIO is a federal-funded program through the U.S. Department of Education. Can you share with us what the TRIO Department does here at Ball State?
Yes. First of all, thank you for having me. And as you shared, TRIO is a federally funded grant-based program from the U.S. Department of Education. The programs began in the 1960s as a way to support students to earn their degree. Our mission here on Ball State campus and campuses all over the country is to just help support students that want to reach their academic goals, to help them reach their academic goals. It's for first generation, Pell eligible, and students with registered disabilities. And really what we try to do is just help navigate college and help them earn their degree.
That's great. And Gene, you have known Larry for a long time, and Larry's been part of the TRIO program, and you know about his story. What do you think about his accomplishments here at Ball State?
First of all, I, on behalf of all of the TRIO staff, present and past, we are so extremely proud of Larry. His story is really a story of persistence and a huge desire to earn your degree. I first met Larry when I was working part-time in TRIO, and he was needing some academic support in math. Larry, no matter what obstacle he came, that came to him, he just had a positive attitude. Math was definitely a struggle for him, but he was persistent, and he used some TRIO tutoring and the Learning Commons, and it may have taken him a few tries, but he passed all of his learning support, and then he went on and passed his college math course, and that's really just the way Larry has been the whole time that he has been a student at Ball State. He has always maintained a positive attitude. It hasn't been easy. There's been many obstacles. There's transportation, as he shared. He's had struggles. He was registered with disability services, or what we call now the Access Center. But he has taken it in stride, and if he wasn't successful the first time, he just said, well, then I will try to do it the next time. And he certainly has. And it's just a motivating story for us all, especially in TRIO. And we're so incredibly proud of him. And it's just wonderful that he's finally here and we can see him walk across the stage in just a few weeks.
And I am thankful to be here today. I thank God, I thank TRIO. But Gene was being nice. It wasn't just math. I struggled in everything, you know. Hey, I would go there, but they gave me the environment where it was like, well, the Beverly Hillbillies. You know, you could go set a spell, take your shoes off. And then so many times I would go and I would be so angry and upset because this didn't go my way. The ladies there would calm me down. I can remember, oh man, I worried Miss Mary. I worried the hell out of her. But she was always nice, and all of them took me in, and they worked with me. And I'm so proud and thankful to them. And as I said, I'm thankful to God, because without him, I wouldn't be where I'm at. And again, I stated earlier, I'm not perfect, but nobody is. But the best thing to do is never give up, keep striving, and keep your head up. Nobody said life would be easy, but in life, you got people who will work with you and help you. And you have to reach out sometimes. And I've always been told the closed mouth don't get fed. If you don't speak up or go out there and do something, you won't be in anything or doing anything. Anybody can be a nobody and sit on that corner and do some things, you know, drink, sell the rock or whatever you're doing. But sooner or later it'll catch up with you, and life is too short. You have to sit back and stay focused and just realize that there is good out there and good people, and you have to count your blessings and be thankful for them. And I'm blessed to have people around me like Gene Trio and all the staff here at Ball State who have worked with me and helped me throughout. I mean, even in records, that's where I find that I'm here today, I feel, because of the generosity and niceness of the two ladies there. You know, I can go through and thank everybody from the start to the finish. And we all, you know, as in the book of Ephesians, it talks about many members, one body. So therefore, if we work together, because this is a community college, and the community needs to work together. And hey, when the staff is working with you, reach out and work with the staff. And if you want something, you have to go get it and keep your head up. Again, I go back to my sister, Polly Purebred, as I call her. I once had a pity party, and I was just struggling and all. And she said, okay, you had your pity party, but now it's time to get up. Said, hey, it's easy to die, but hard to live. And if you want to live, you got to get out there and live it, because you only have one life. So if you want it, do what's best for you. And as I stated all throughout, my main goal now is to sit back and help my community and to give my daughter my degree. Because if I can be disabled, and I know I created a whole lot of struggles on her, but I'm blessed to have her. And I thank God, I thank my ex, and I thank, you know, the world for my child, because that's truly a blessing. And anyone who has children, they're blessed. And most parents, if they love you, they want to see the best for you. So therefore, again, you can't look on people's past or whatever, but look on the future. And then get a goal, strive for it, keep your mind on the goal, hey, and go for it, because you owe it to yourself. Again, nobody said life would be easy, but it's a wonderful life. That's one of my favorite movies. I love Old George. Hey, but again, at this time, I'm just grateful to God. I'm grateful to the staff here at Volunteer State and all the struggles and things. Hey, people stood behind me, and that's where my encouragement came. And see, we all need to help and work with one another. And again, today I am so grateful, and I thank you all.
I just want to say that I work in the Great Hall at Raymer, and I went into records that one day, and I noticed these beautiful flowers sitting on the ledge, and I wanted to know how the ladies there acquired those. And they told me about you, and I thought, oh my goodness, we've got to get a hold of this man. But as I sit and think about these flowers and how flowers bloom, I feel like you're one of them. You're just blooming, and we're all seeing this and witnessing you doing this, and what a testimony you are. And I couldn't be more grateful to have met you and to know you, and I hope this isn't the last time that we get to be a part of your life. I hope you get to come back to Ball State as an alumni and tell your story and keep testifying.
Well, it's truly a pleasure to hear this, and I'm glad of the flowers, because, hey, not only you say I'm a flower, hey, you blossoming and blooming yourself.
Well,
look at the glow you got, but people out there can't see you.
Right. Well, thank you. I just want to share a quote. As Mother Teresa would say, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow has yet not come. We have only today. Let us begin. Larry, thank you for sharing your inspiring life story. Gene, thank you and your staff for all that you do for the students and that you will continue to do in the future.
Yes, indeed. Thank you both for being here today. For more information on the TRIO Student Support Services, visit volstate.edu/trio. That is spelled T-R-I-O. Again, volstate.edu/trio. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to this episode of the Vol State Chat. A friendly reminder that today's show will be available to download as a podcast on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon, many other platforms. Just search for the Vol State Chat on your favorite podcast app or website. For comments and suggestions, you can reach us at pr@volstate.edu. That's pr@volstate.edu. I hope everyone has a great afternoon. Now keep it right here on WVCP 88.5 FM for more great music.